This morning, I want to bring to conclusion my teaching on victory over the spirit of discouragement. And this is the third in the series. And I will be talking about some steps to overcoming discouragement. Some steps to overcoming discouragement. Now, this is very critical. Because, like we've been talking about, discouragement is a tool of the devil. And as we engage life, as we progress further into the year, the devil will want to use different mechanisms, different tools to weigh you down, to kill your spirit and make you not go for what is yours to take. There are no limitations before you. Some of you will exceed your expectations because the devil has no answer for you. He lost it. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, you have to remain confident, resolute, focused to the end. And the end will be glorious for you. Hallelujah. Discouragement is a tool of the devil. He uses it to make people lose focus, give up on hope, feel inferior, or as losers, so they can stop fighting for something. Whatever he bombards you with, you will take it, you will go through it, you cannot be hindered. You will reach your destiny. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord just said to say to someone, "I will uphold you. Don't be afraid, I will see you through it." And though he walked away, I will bring many more your way. I don't know who that person is, but that's a word from God for you this morning. Hallelujah. There are a few things that you and I will have to know, will have to do, commit ourselves to, engage in, to deal with discouragement. Discouragement is part of life, is a spirit, like I said, and the devil uses it a lot. In the past, we've looked at scriptures and we saw that even Elijah became discouraged at one point and was suicidal and prayed that God would kill him. Even David was distressed at one point. Amen. And he had to do something to revive, restore himself, and move on. So there are many things that you and I need to do. And the number one thing to do is to build stamina in good times. Build stamina in good times. Good times means when things are going well for you, you need to be building your stamina. Building stamina. Not wait until you're going through challenges, but when you're going through good times, rosy times, when you are soaring, it's also the time to build stamina. Somebody say stamina. Stamina is staying power enduring strength to do that, except you know how to build stamina. The athlete that will not take time to exercise himself, to build stamina, when it gets to the competition day, is going to collapse halfway and withdraw from the competition. And whether you agree with me or not, life will subject you to some uncomfortable situations sometimes. It's part of life. Would you hold on? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, what? Stand. Stand. You have to be able to stand when the evil day comes, where you are bombarded. Stand. Your faith will be tried. Your effort may not yield result at the time you want them to. When you find yourself there, I say stand. The devil will sustain attacks against you. He will keep bombarding you, taking you from one level to another level of challenge, from one level of challenge to another level of challenge, from one challenge to another challenge. He may bombard you. He may bombard you. You think you've broken here. He may introduce you to that just to break you down and make you give up fighting. And if your strength is small, you will fall. Say, may my strength not be small. I receive spiritual strength. I receive mental power by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Reach out and touch your neighbor on the shoulder. Say, receive power. Receive spiritual strength. Receive empowerment from the Spirit of God. You are not weak. Your strength is not small. In the name of Jesus. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Proverbs 24 verse 10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversary, your strength is small. Except you build stamina, stay in power. When adversity comes, you will get discouraged and you will give up. You have to learn to build spiritual strength. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you know, one of the ways to keep charging yourself spiritually is praying in the Spirit. Paul says, I pray in the Spirit more than I do in my understanding. You have to pray. You have to learn to pray in the Spirit. And I think the minimum prayer time for a believer per day should be an hour. My mentor many years ago told me that the minimum is an hour. And he built that up from Jesus' experience with the disciples when he took them to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray with him. The Bible says after a while, he prayed 1 hour. Jesus went, prayed 1 hour. And then came back and found them asleep. And he said to them, you mean you cannot tarry with me just for 1 hour? If you learn to pray in the Spirit 1 hour, praying in the Spirit, Shantala Boko Skataya, La Klima Antravali Tuskopataya, you are building spiritual strength. You may not know you have that capacity. until when you are thrust into situations. Then you would discover what you've achieved over the years. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. In your youthful days is when to do the needful, when the times are good. Build spiritual strength. Hallelujah. Don't be weak spiritually. Don't be weak spiritually. I do not pray for anyone to become a martyr. But if I saw some news, you know, on Facebook and some social media, where this guy at the age of 21, I think, was going to the university and was picked by a terrorist, and they put a gun behind his head. If you were subjected to that, a gun to your head or a knife to your throat, and they say the only way we can let you live is by denying Jesus. The only way we can let you go is by denying Jesus. What would you do? You can only survive in that circumstance dependent on your spiritual capacity. If your strength is small in the day of adversity, you're going to give up. You're going to lose heart. You're going to throw in the towel and walk away. Number two, never lose sight of God's promises. Never lose sight of God's promises. No matter what you're going through, no matter the challenge, no matter what you are encountering, no matter what you're hearing, no matter what you're seeing on the physical, one thing that you should not let the devil achieve is making you lose sight of God's promises for you. We know that the Bible says his promises are yea and amen. They come to pass. As long as we hold on to them, it's only a matter of time. They will come to pass. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, 20 says, for all. Everybody say all. Say it one more time. All. Not some. Not a few. The Bible says, for all the promises of God in Christ, in him, yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. All God's promises, they come to pass. Hallelujah. And one thing the devil would like to do is to keep you ignorant. He wants you to be ignorant of God's promises. He wants you to forget or make you abandon God's promises. If he cannot make you ignorant, he makes you forget them. If he cannot make you forget them, he makes you abandon them because of the challenge he throws at you. But don't let him fix your eyes on Jesus and what his word says in all circumstances. Hallelujah. No matter the ups, no matter the downs, no matter the confession of people, no matter what the doctor is saying to you, no matter your experience of failure or lack, don't lose sight of God's promises. You need to continue to remind yourself of them. Take your Bible, and study them again and again and speak them into your life. If the devil can get you to ignore or set aside what you know in the word, he can stop you. If he cannot get you to ignore or set aside what is in the word, he cannot stop you. Because the word of God is yea and amen. As long as you hold on to it, it comes to pass. It only fails when you abandon it. It's only a matter of time. What is spoken concerning you will come to pass. What you've been standing on will come to pass. That prophecy will come to pass. I said that prophecy will come to pass. That word you have been holding on to will come to pass. That vision, it's only a matter of time. It shall speak out. It shall bring you out. In the name of Jesus. Number three, never accept defeat, failure, or lack as your portion. You will experience defeat. You will. I'm not prophesying, but we experience defeat. We sometimes fail in some things. We sometimes experience lack. It's part of life. You all experience people. You would have experienced what I'm talking about. But you have to know that when these things happen, they are temporal. They are a passage. Someone said, yesterday is history. Today is a passage. What counts is what tomorrow holds. I tell you, tomorrow holds God's glory for you. God's good counsel concerning you. Tomorrow brings an end of trouble. Though weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Tomorrow brings the fulfillment of God's promises. Glory be to God. So whatever that life is subjecting you to, I just like you to know that is a passage. It's not destiny. Amen. And your mindset during challenging season, you have to know that it's very critical. What's in your mind, what you accept in your mind is very critical. Because it's going to determine how you will see yourself. It will determine how you will interpret the situation that you are in. It will influence your behavior and the actions that you will take, your mindset. The Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:27. Your mindset. When life is smooth, your mindset. When life is tough, your mindset. When it's a waiting season for you, your mindset. When you're going to attack, your mindset. What do you think of yourself? What do you think? How do you interpret your circumstance? Amen. Always remember that you are not what you have experienced. The fact that you have failed in something does not make you a failure. Hallelujah. Because you have no money in your bank account right now does not make you a poor man. Because you are blessed. Say, I am blessed. You are not what your what the circumstance you are in is suggesting. And you are certainly not what people think of you. You are who God says you are. What is not God's testimony for you is an evil report. Don't accept it. Whether you hear it, whether you see it, whether you experience it, don't accept it. That is not who you are. You are who God says you are. When you find yourself going through stuffs, know that it is only a passage, not your destination. Remain resolute, not accepting what is less than what God has said about you. Remain resolute. Don't accept it. Amen. If you accept it, you will change course. If you accept it, you begin to pursue something that's completely off what's the destiny for you. I say, don't accept it. No matter how long it lasts, don't accept it. As he thinketh, so is he. Number, is it four? Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to learn to encourage yourself. There are times when people don't even understand what you're going through. People don't see what you're going through. People assume what's not a reality for you. People may even blame you for what is not your fault. There are times when you won't get encouragement from anyone. And it will be easy to resort to self-pity, rejection, depression, and become suicidal. But you have to learn to encourage yourself by yourself. You have to learn to survive alone, survive when you are alone. Your survival should not be dependent on anyone, but on God. Because the person you trust the most can disappoint you. Have you ever looked up to someone before and he let you down? Only God never fails. So you have to learn how to survive by yourself with God. Encourage yourself if you can't get it from somewhere. That was what David did. When David's camp was raided and his wife was taken captives and the wives of the other men that went on war with him, including the mighty men of David, the men that would stake their life for David, all picked up stones and were going to stone David because they held him responsible for their predicament. And the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 5 and 6 says, and David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was aggrieved. All the people, including the mighty men, David's cabinet, were all grieving. And they were considering picking stones. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. You see, no one associates with defeat. People only will rally you when you are succeeding. Rally around when you're succeeding. Hallelujah. If when you're going down, when you're going through stuff, you are looking around for who will encourage you to survive, you may never get it. Am I making sense to you? You can encourage yourself in two ways. One, by not dwelling on the negative things and wallowing in self-pity. You encourage yourself by not dwelling on the negatives and wallowing in self-pity. Don't dwell there. The more you dwell on what has not worked, what is going bad, what this person said, how that collapsed, and all of that, you will just go the self-pity lane. Are you with me? Am I making sense to you? But this is what the Bible says we should do. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Peace comes. Where peace comes, strength comes, courage comes, hope comes, victory comes. Don't dwell on the negative. Hallelujah. If you dwell too much on the negative, you will run away. I mean, if you are a wife, you will run away from your home. If you are employed, you will run away from your job. If all you think, all you meditate on is what's not working there, you will run away. You don't encourage yourself by feeding on what's negative. You encourage yourself by reminding yourself of who God has made you in Christ. When it's going bad, you continue to remind yourself who you are. I am not my experience. I am not what this circumstance is suggesting. I am not what people have said of me. I am who God says I am. And you speak out loud to your hearing, this is who I am. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 says, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. You keep telling yourself, I am blessed. I know I am blessed. You see, the devil would like you to think that you are cursed. Amen. When you fail your driving test one time, two time, three time, four time, you think, who is doing that for me? Who in my family is doing that for me? Is there a generational curse? Maybe it's a generational curse. The devil will use circumstance to make you think that you are cursed. But you are blessed. And let me be honest with you. I know there are different opinions about this, but that's my opinion. The person that God has blessed cannot be cursed. He cannot be cursed. Put your hand on your head and say, I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 verse 3 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You need to keep telling yourself, I know I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I will make it. It's only a matter of time. I will make it. Things may be tough and rough now. I will reach my goal. Because I am blessed and I can do all things through Christ. Even this one, I will go through it. I will succeed. Hallelujah. Keep telling yourself. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I will not give up. I will not give up. I will not pull back. I am more than a conqueror. Keep telling yourself that. By speaking God's word back to yourself, you build faith. Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing God's word. You need to hear God's word from yourself. Not just from a preacher, from yourself. Speak to your spirit and build it. Number 5. Keep your joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil steal it. Help me say to your neighbor, keep your joy. Don't let the devil steal it. Say it one more time. Keep your joy. Don't let the devil steal it. Hallelujah. Thank you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Joy is the spiritual excitement. Spiritual excitement. You feel excited in the spirit. And it energizes you to keep on despite the odd. You feel excited in your spirit despite the odd, despite your circumstance, despite what you've been through. You're excited about life. You're excited about what you have with God. You're broke, but you're not down. You've been through stuff, but your face still glows. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Without joy, nothing motivates you. Without motivation, you're not going to be a fighter. You will be weak in things you have no joy in. If the enemy can steal your joy, he can get you to quit. By stealing many people's joy, the devil succeeded in making them quit schools. I'm no longer happy with school. I've lost the joy of school. And people quit school. I don't enjoy this job anymore. Anytime I come to this job, I feel depressed. You quit the job. You move out of town. Sheffield has become depressed. Sheffield is no longer working. You move out of town. And people have ended relationship. I no longer enjoy this relationship. This marriage is no longer working for me. And people have ended marriage. And some have even attempted or committed suicide because they've lost the joy of living. They no longer enjoy life. If the devil can steal your joy, then he can ruin you. Don't let him steal your joy. You make sure that your joy is not tied to material or physical things. Your joy has no bearing to anything physical. Amen. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our God. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I say, joy is your strength. One thing that you don't want to do is let the devil steal your joy over anything that is a matter of destiny. Don't let him steal it. Hallelujah. And don't tie your joy, your source of joy, to anything material, anything physical. Shouldn't determine your joy. Habakkuk said, although, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17, are you still with me? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olives shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I won't let physical things, material things, dictate my joy. Hallelujah. Now listen to what Nehemiah said. And this is a strategy to build joy and not get on the lane of depression and feeling rejected, feeling dejected, miserable, and all of that. Jeremiah gave us a counsel. Nehemiah, are you with me? He said, go your way. Eat fat. Drink the sweet. He's talking about dessert here. And send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. He's talking about party here. For this day is holy. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. What Nehemiah is trying to say is, you see, you have to learn to create celebration for yourself. You have to learn to create times of feast. When you're feeling like you're down, just organize a post-dated party. When it's backward, what they said? Belated birthday party. Organize celebrations. You know, organize Thanksgiving. Just look for what positive thing that happened for me. Organize. Just cook food and just come and distribute it. Amen. Just organize celebrations for yourself. You know, when I pastored in Boucher, I shared a testimony. I was a young pastor, you know. I can't remember my age, maybe 24 or so, when I took over a church. But because of the caliber of the people in the church, I didn't celebrate birthday. They didn't even know my birthday. I refused to tell them until I left, because I didn't want them to look down on me, to say it's just a small boy. He wants to be our pastor. Glory be to God. Now, just on a serious note, in order to build joy, you have to learn to look at the good things that God is doing for you and create occasion for feast. Amen. Create occasion for feast. You know, take your wife out or your husband out on an evening dinner just to celebrate your marriage. You know, go on a weekend away and just spend quality time together. Just no fasting, no eating and drinking. Amen. Celebrate birthdays, celebrate new job, celebrate new house, celebrate increase of salary. Just look for any reason. Just if you don't know how to organize stuff, you can see the two Temis, any of the Temis. You know, we have two Temis in church, right? That are into stuff. Temi tope akalowo. Amen. Akalowo. Amen. And Temi tope ola. Symbol. And if you want to do it without much expenses, you can give the contract to me and I will. Amen. And I will save you some money. Praise the Lord. But it's important that you don't let the devil steal your joy. Amen. Create moments that you can just joy and come out of anything that's looking to weigh you down or make you feel depressed. Come out by creating celebration moments. Hallelujah. I guess, and finally now, number what would that be? Number six. Let me wrap it up now. Hallelujah. 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 I told you that discouragement is a spirit. You know it's a spirit, right? Is a spirit, and you have to learn, number six, to rebuke the demon of discouragement. Is a spirit. Is the devil uses discouragement to hinder people. And he has succeeded in ending many careers. Ending many marriages, even killing people. Many people have killed themselves by the hands of these demon spirits. And you have to learn to take your stand. You can sense that there's a spirit trying to discourage me here. I rebuke that spirit. I refuse to yield to it. I refuse to be discouraged. In the name of Jesus. You need to be familiar with discouraging environments, which we've talked about. You know that what I'm going through, you want to tell yourself where I am now, what's happening around me now. I know Satan would like to capitalize on this to make me give up. But I am a winner. I don't like where I am. I really don't like it. But I don't know how long this is going to take before I break through. And in the journey, I don't know what other things that will arise. But I know the devil will capitalize on that. And you want to take a stand. And the moment discouragement is setting in, speak to that demon spirit. Don't toy with it. Confront it. Rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, get behind me, Satan. That was what Jesus did. If you read Matthew chapter 16 from verse 21 to 23, Jesus shared with his disciples what was before him. On hearing that, Peter pulled him to the side. You know who was walking through Peter? That same spirit that we're talking about here entered Peter. Peter pulled Jesus and he began to discourage Jesus from going the way of his destiny. There is a path to destiny that may involve the cross. But it's destiny part. It's a path to victory. On that direction, you'll be required to make certain sacrifices. You see, there is a price to pay. Are you listening to me? For some destiny, you must pay certain price. And the devil will want to pull you to the side and begin to whisper to you, do you have to really go this way? Must you do this to become that? That person has achieved it without going through this. But what did Jesus do? The Bible says he spoke to the devil. The devil saw, Jesus saw that spirit, not Peter. He said, get behind me. Jesus said, if you read verse 23, Jesus turned to Peter and said, get away from me. New Living Translation. Satan, you are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from human point of view and not from God's. That was what Jesus told Peter. But he was speaking to that demon inside him. Tell the devil you are a liar. You shut up. You get behind me. I will stand. You have to be able to discern. You see, in the place of prayer, we have to understand. Let me close this so I don't just go back to it. We understand that there are different types of prayer. Are you with me? I'm closing now. Different types of prayer. And we have to learn to discern what kind of prayer to pray at every point in time. Amen. We must understand when we need to pray petition or supplication prayer. When you're doing petition or supplication prayer, you're talking to God. You're talking to God because you need the help of God. You need the hand of God. You need the intervention of God. You need the mercy of God. So you talk to God. But when you are dealing with demon spirits, when you can see them trying to infiltrate your environment and weigh you down and shut you down, you know it's not the time to do supplication prayer. What kind of prayer do you do that time? Warfare prayer. So we need to be able to discern what to do at every point in time. Pray warfare prayer. Tell that devil, you cannot succeed in killing my spirit, in weighing me down and shutting me down. Get behind me, Satan. I rebuke you now. And the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I see you finishing strong this year. I see limitless possibilities before you. I see many celebrations. I see you shining brighter. The counsel of God concerning you will stand. What has delayed will come true for you. What you've been pressing on will yield to you. I reach out my hand to you and I bless you. I bless you in your bodies. I bless you in your minds. I bless your finances. I bless your endeavors. I bless your homes. I bless your relationships. I decree and I declare that which belongs to you, no man can take. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of praise, everybody.